See the pores in your face. It's terrifying. There are people here. Some of these people shouldn't be together.
You know what I'm saying? They have big pores. Hello. is this song that we're gonna try this song here that was a dream of mine, and I had written myself a note. It was only 3 words long after I had the dream, which wasn't quite enough to describe it. There were no adverbs in those 3 words. Probably no adjectives, no articles. Leo told me upstairs that he invented the, that word, the. Which is...
You knew that, didn't you?
I told him I invented a, and we had that between us. All of the articles. Anyway, these 3 words became a song, even though I can't remember even a single second of the dream. But we're going to write 15 more verses once I remember the dream. Yeah, I just went into the studio and I said, this is easy, let's try this one. Only an idiot couldn't play this. But I didn't know it was odd time. It was an odd time. An odd time.
Well, this is how we learn, you know. I had a friend in, did I mention this today? I had a friend in Muskogee named Cartwright. And we were in Latin class one day in, I think, the seventh grade. And
oh, we were talking about narcolepsy?
Yeah, and I smelled something burning, and it was Cartwright's face on the radio. So that's how I learned about narcolepsy. Actually, it's how Cartwright learned about them. I just observed. This is a tune that I thought was a solo until I heard Mike's part.
I haven't even heard my part. Still a solo.
It's called William Powell and a couple. And a couple people showed up after a show somewhere and said, "Is that William Powell, the actor?" And I said, "Yes, it is." And they said, "We have William Powell, the actor's baptismal gown." And I said, "I have to go now."
Thank you.
this is one of those tunes that, what do I want to say about this dude? Well, it was written by John Fahey, and I said, great tune. He said, I didn't write it. I said, who wrote it? He said, Sam McGee, who was the other half of the Sam McGee brother. Sam and Kirk McGee, not the Sam McGee brothers. That wouldn't be right at all, would it? We'll just keep playing, because one of the things I've always hoped to develop was the ability to speak and play at the same time. Because every time I see somebody in a lounge playing a piano, they can do it. I can't do it. Start spreading the news. So I was doing a cover for an airline magazine with Chet Atkins and Doc Watson. They had told none of us that we would be seeing each other at this place. And fortunately, we all get along. And it took a long time, and we had our guitars. And we tried to find something to play, and we played this. And Chet said, what was that? And I said, that's a Sam or Kirk McGee tune. He said, I knew Sam and Kirk McGee. They never wrote that. Thank you.
Thank you.
to them twice if they suck the first time. We have been doing that here. Song, but it was a horrible wedding, and everybody knew it would be. Especially Eddie and Alex, and they were, you know, asked to write this song to celebrate the very thing they knew would be disastrous for the two people involved. And not only that, to appear at the wedding, which took place on a beach in Nashville somewhere. And they did. And sing it as if they believed every word of it. Never mind. I was about to get really. Anybody here know what Ketman is? Ketman? No, it's not worth knowing. It's important that you know who invented the word the, though. That means a lot to me.
Look so young and pretty, hand in hand, we'll stand up for the same.
with the preacher man. Let the wedding bells swing. Hand in hand, we'll stand upon the sand with the preacher man. Let the wedding bells ring. Next one. It's a nice tune, isn't it? The wedding, by the way, did end in a marriage. The marriage ended in a divorce 2 years later, as everybody but the bride and groom knew it would. And Mel Blanc was allergic to carrots. I just found that out. Doesn't seem right.
That's like something that I would say.
Say what? I couldn't hear you. Oh, okay. I've got another Doc Watson thing. You want to do Watson? I got them deep river. Finding stuff that we found too late to put on the record, so we've been doing it, you know, in concert. Did we do it one already? Something rather. Well, we hope so.
Some time I could afford. Thank you.
to paint you from a can. When she falls, when she rains, words in common, love and pain. Thank you. I was thinking, my mind is gone. I don't think we've ever done this. We haven't.
This one's a special request. I requested it. Even though we don't know it, I requested it.
Lights along the street, when the TV's in the motel shining, when the fingertips are frozen, when the empty wind starts blowing, if they've got one, they're all going home. We're just sitting here all by myself.
Sometimes darkness is the only
called Twice. It's recorded as an instrumental, but not with the lyrics, obviously. I came up with it one night when I was thinking about cutting my throat. Things. This was written by the immortal Frisbee Boom Boom Fuller, known only to his publisher as Robert. You've been stealing the menudo from the back of Pizza Town. That was the beginning of the storm. You've been taking the tequila up until the after hour. But don't you take it too far. It's been 5 long years since you rode the train to Chico. Now you're in the back of a truck. But that's what's from Robin, the last train to Chico. So goodbye, Enrico. Good luck.
The album, and it had this song on it. I was negative 12 years old. Vacation.
Well, we're just having a few conversations down here.
This is between us and the front row.
Before we go, I just want to thank you for coming out. It's always a privilege to play. It's an honor to be here. And the article adjective, ah.
Oh,
well trimmed till the break of dawn. Now that you become a man, looking very mean. You got a nice shiny sports car, keep it very clean. Don't ask him what it was, tell him what it is. Tell him what it is. Used to be a vampire child, walking in the aisle. Now that she's become a woman, looking very proud. She used to wear a piece of cloth tied around her head. So good, Lord, what a lovely day. Don't ask her what it was, tell her what it is. I said, don't ask her what it was, tell her what it is.
Goodbye.
We had a little discussion. It was a mathematical discussion, and we calculated that Leo has played over 3,000 times. 1,800 of them, which is great. Maybe closer, probably 2,600. And yeah, that was the next thing. I think 1,400, probably some people here know better than I do, but... yeah, around 1,400. So Leo's got about 1,600 gigs worth of tips that he's been giving me while we drive down the road singing and talking and singing. Like this, the onstage tuner. But yes, I know I talked about that 3 nights ago, so I should talk about it. This guy's giving me a hard time for repeat banter. Leo has been giving me repeat banter lessons. How to avoid it, how to construct it, and I apologize for the fact that last night I said, quote, Leo was giving me repeat banter lessons, how to avoid it, how to construct it. Yeah. There's other stuff too, though, that I'm learning here. Like, this is a whole different kind of mic stand. You can do that kind of thing with it. That's the non-tripod based mic stand. And anyway, I'm just learning all kinds of stuff. Guitar lessons too, how about that? I'm hugely thankful to be able to do it. So thanks for coming and letting us do it for you. Thank you.